We have a message today we want to deliver. And if we have a topic here, it is the powerful word of God. Amen. The powerful word of God. And I thank God for his word. And like it is, his word is powerful. His word will work out things. His word will bring comfort. His word will, amen, bring healing. And I thank God for the word of the Lord. And in this day that we're living in, we're living in a crucial time. We're living in a time of diversity. And I believe if everybody get into the word, I do believe if everybody pull out the word of the Lord and read it, it will bring consolation. It will heal this nation. It will save your soul. It will bless in your home. So that's why I want to declare about his word. Amen. This powerful word from Genesis to Revelation. This word will make you a new creature in Christ. This word will make you behave better. This word will bring you deliverance from all sin and unrighteousness. So that's why I'm going to stand on his word. Amen. It makes no difference, church, what we're going through with. We must stand on the word. The word don't waver. There is no favoritism in the word. The word will work in everybody's household. Praise God. The word will stand when everything fails. Amen. We can always depend on the word of the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. In time like these, I'm here to tell you, this is how we're going to make it today. This is how we're going to prevail. We must rely on God's word. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The word, we want to turn now to the word of the Lord. Can we turn to Hebrews? Can we turn to Hebrews, the 4th chapter? Amen. And we want to read about the word. Let's go down to that 12th verse. How many know the word will find you? The word know where you're located. The word know if you in or out. The word know if you ready or unready. Amen. You can put on a show. But if you ain't got the word, if you ain't wrapped up and tied up in the word, your religion is in vain. Amen, amen. That verse of scripture says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing, amen, asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of heart. Praise God. Amen. So the word knows us. Like I said, it's powerful, it's quick and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. When the word is going forth, sometime if we're slacking, sometime if we ain't living up to par, amen, we're not living 100% of salvation, it will, it's sharp, it will stick us, it will, amen, it will let us know, amen, we out of order. And we, you know, until we get wrapped up and tied up in the word, Amen. We feel condemned. Come on, somebody. I do you know what I'm talking about? Praise God. Amen. Yes, the word going to step on your feet, as some, amen, as some old folks say. It'll step on your toes. Praise God. It'll show you yourself. It'll show you your weaknesses. It'll show you your places where you need to improve. Amen. Come on. And the Bible said here, it said it's sharper than a two-edged, excuse me, amen, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, amen, to get deep, praise God, to get into dividing of the asunder of soul and spirit, and even in the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So praise God. One thing about, you cannot fool God. The word finds us. The word knows us. It knows our weakness. It knows our strength. Praise God. So I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, to get wrapped up and tied up in the word of the Lord. Get the word working in you. Praise God. Amen. And the word will teach us, it will guide us, it will lead us, it will work with us, it will make us in God's pavilion, praise God. Hold just a moment, amen. The devil trying to get into my throat here, amen. Get back, devil. Praise God, amen. Amen. Anyhow, praise God, when you start preaching on the word, devil don't like the word. Amen. That's why we have to put the word on him. You remember when Jesus was tempted on the mountain, amen, he had to put the word on the devil. He told the devil, get thee hence. Amen. In other words, get out of my life. Quit making decisions for me. I'm going to serve the Lord. So he tempted the Lord several times. But on that final tempt, the Lord told him, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee, hence, get thee behind me. Excuse me. And that's what we need to tell the devil. So I'm going to tell the devil right now, get thee, hence, get out of my voice. Get out of my throat. Go about your business. In the mighty name of Jesus. He's real. Amen. Just like Jesus is real. The devil is real. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But our job is to put him on a run. Let him know he got to go. Amen. I'm here to tell you, he's going out of my life. He's going out of my home. He's going out of my church. He's going out of my vehicle. No place for him. Amen. He don't have no seat in my house. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good in here. So the word is powerful. The word will stand. Let's turn over here to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And see what the word is saying over here. The word over here. Amen. The 40th chapter, and we want to read verse 8. The Bible says, glory to God. The Bible says, the grass withered, the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever. Hallelujah. Thank God. Everything may fail. Everything will wither. Things will fade. But one thing about the word of God, it will stand forever. And I tell you, if we get tied up and tangled up in the word, we will stand forever. Praise God. Amen. And we thank God. We must read this word. Amen. The word is vital. It's just like your breakfast, lunch, and supper. Amen. You must read this word. not just on Sunday when the pastor preach, not just on Wednesday night in prayer service, not just on Friday night Bible study, but we need the word 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Amen. I tell you, from the White House to your house, I believe if everybody get into the word of the Lord, this world will be in a more better shape. There will be peace on earth. There will be greatness. There will be God intervening. Amen. Because we just stand back and watch and see God work a miracle. Because his word says so. His word says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. His word said, the battle is not yours, but the battle is God. Praise God. Amen. And the word said, weeping endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Amen. I thank God for the precious word. He said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the world. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So this word, amen, will stand when everything fails. Bible said, but the word of our God shall stand how long? Forever. Praise God. And that's what I rely on is the word. That's why I can have peace in confusion. That's why I can smile when things get out of whack. Amen. When things get tore up from the floor up. I don't have to be wearied and well doing. Only thing I got to do is put my trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I know that he will work it out. Uh-huh. Amen. I said I know that he will fix this thing. What are you going through with? Get in the word. Study the word. And that's what the word going to tell us over here. Let's turn now to 2 Timothy. Praise God, 2:15. Let's see what that says. Amen. We got to get into the word. Praise God. All right. The Bible says, amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy, the second chapter and the 15th verse. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. We must know the word. We must study the word. Amen. How you gonna live an effective life if you don't know the word? Praise God. So we got to take time, church, to study the word of the Lord. Praise God. So we can show thyself approved unto who? God. We ain't trying to be approved unto man, because man may never prove you. But it said, prove unto God, a workman. We are a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let us not be ashamed of the word of the Lord. The Bible said if you're ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you. So we want to be effective. We want to know how to put the word on Satan. Do you know that's the only thing to move Satan? Is the word of the Lord. That's the only thing that will move the enemy is the word of the Lord. And I'm here in the fear of God this morning, letting you know that you need to have the word of the Lord in yourself. Amen. In your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, praise God. Amen. That'll keep you conquering. That'll keep you going on. Nothing's going to move you. You will fix. You will settle. Amen. And God is in you and you is in God. Amen. So when trouble comes, amen, we can just smile because we know everything. Gonna be all right. Amen. I'm here to tell you,
in the fear of the Lord that things on this earth gonna get worse. We think it's bad now, but it gonna get worse before it get better. But that's why we need to get in the Word and know that God gonna be on our side. Know that God will never leave us, nor forsake us. We know God, He will protect us. Praise God. I don't have to worry about nothing because my Bible read that the Lord will work it out. I said the Lord will work it out. Amen. Read that word. Read that Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Praise God. Amen. And let the Lord, amen, just meditate His greatness in your life, praise God. And then you will know that you can make it, praise God. This ain't so bad where we got to live, put our heads down and worried and, amen, can't eat and can't sleep and, praise God. Yes, death gonna come, trouble gonna come for your loved ones, but you need to know God got it. Amen, amen. Let go and let God up. Praise God. God will comfort you. God will help you in your time of trouble. He will be there. Praise God. Because His word says so. I can stand on His word. I can look and know that God going to work everything all right. When I get a little depressed, when I get troubled, when I get in despair, it's just something about when you crack the word, when you look into what the word is saying, amen, it just brings peace, and it brings consolation, it brings greatness in your life, amen, church. Do you know what I'm talking about out here? Do you know what I'm talking about, Church of God? Do you know what I'm talking about, Facebook land? Do you know, amen, brothers and sisters? Amen. It worked, praise God. Amen. I said it works. Hallelujah, praise God. But we got to crack the book. We got to open the book. We got to read the book. We can't just ride the book in our vehicles. Amen. Do you know what I'm talking about? You just ride the book. Amen. Have it on your dash, praise God. I see people riding the Bible. Amen. Just open on the dash, just riding it around. I see people in the family room have the Bible open. Amen. And most of the time it's open to Psalms 123. Come on, somebody. But I want to tell you, that's not good enough. You got to dig into the Word. Praise God. Sometimes you can't even see the Word. Amen. Because it got so much dust collected over you. Amen. Just because it just opened up. But amen. Move that dust off of that Bible and read the Word and see what the Word is saying to you. Amen. It'll tell you that you don't have to worry in these trying times. It'll tell you, you don't have to be all depressed. Amen. Because you left, your loved one left. It'll tell you that I'm with you. I'm with you to the end of the world. I'm going to comfort you in your time of trouble. Amen. I'm going to be there. Praise God. I am your battle axe. I am your defense. I am your buckler. I will be there for you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It works, church. Praise God. It don't matter. It don't matter if you're a church attendee. It don't matter what church you attend. You can sing on the choir. But come on, somebody. You can be on the deacon board. You can be on the trustee committee. But if you don't read this word, no matter what committee you on, you're going to be lacking. When the Lord come back, He going to say, where I am, you cannot come. We got to get into the word and allow the word to get into us. See, when you let the word get into you, it changed your character. Amen. You know sometimes how we get out of character? Sometimes I have to tell folks, that ain't you. That's not your character. You know what just happened? They got out of the word.
They got into the flesh. They start doing it their way and not God's way. This is instruction here. The word of the Lord is instruction. It teaches us. It leads us in the right paths. So may God bless you. Amen. This morning. May God bless you. Well, it's already afternoon. Amen. 10 past 12. To get into the word. This is where your consolation lies. This is where your peace. This is where your joy. Amen. Is in the word of the Lord. So my title, message, the powerful word of God. God bless you.